having their own pickle. So
we'll see.
Excuse me. I'm all gonna fall off today. Very hard for me to talk. Wednesday night, chartreuse. I wanted to clarify, really, even though we talked about it already a lot, but I got a clarity today when I was giving the women's shir and chavis halvavas today, and we happened to be up to the part about suicide and harming oneself. So, did your wife like the shir today?
I'm sure.
Oh, she didn't. She didn't come home ecstatic about it.
Okay. I just got home and ran out.
So, I got clarity in a few things. So, and it's easier for me to talk for some reason than to learn Tosis and this. So let me talk and then we'll see. Okay. Person has Bechira. Hashem is really the cause of everything that happens in the world. We'll see if there's any other exceptions. But the basic exception is Bechira. Whether you learn it out from HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz V'Yerei Shemayim or not, Lo Meshaneh. But that's a basic article of faith that a person has Bechira, and that's like his little area. Now, if you think about it, like I said this yesterday, it's really tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. If you have an appreciation of Hashem's omnipotence and Achdus, and how he is everywhere and he is everything. And Hasidic thought, the expression is from a Zohar, Leis Asar Ponui Mineh. There is no makom that's empty of him. He is everything. He is everywhere. And he is, his Ratzon empowers every existence. And everything that happens is because it's his Ratzon. Whatever sheet that you have about Hashgacha Klolis and Pratis and their various levels, but someone who believes that something happens in the world without it being Ratzon Hashem is not Bikaris. There are those that want to hem and haw and say, yeah, it's Ratzon Hashem that things run a sort of a natural way, etc. That's fine. As long as you don't say Hashem withdrew and now it works on its own as an independent power. You can't, it's not even true to say that Hashem gave things an independent power. The key word is independent. Avodah Zarah. That's exactly what the Avodah Zarah did. If you look at the Rambam, they said Hashem empowered the Kochavim and the Magolos. There's so many mashmos and indications that mazolos are real, etc. Yeah, but they're never independent. Hashem is always channeling through them what he is doing. He's doing it through them. But they never have any type of independent status. What the Goyim believed, though they have the Zorah, was that they have independent status. But they also believe Hashem gave them that independent status. But that's Avodah Zarah. That's Rambam says. That's terrible. Okay, now. But I'm going to go out on a limb now. I'm going to say there is one area where Hashem gave independent status, and that's Bechira. Now, before I explain that, I just want to realize what a tremendous Chiddush that is. It's really... it's really a conundrum. If you fully appreciate Hashem, meaning Hashem's, what Hashem is, it's really impossible. It's impossible. It's not like he can't decide. It's like saying, like I said, can Hashem make a rock that he can't pick up? So he of course he can't. Because the word can't doesn't imply chisaron necessarily. That's why it's a trick question. The word can't to us implies lack of ability. And that's a chisaron. How can you assign a chisaron to Hashem? But Nobody, I hope, has a problem with the sentence Hashem cannot be evil. Can be evil. Nothing wrong with saying he can't be evil. By definition, he's Tov, and he can't be evil. That's part of the definition of Hashem. You can't be scared by the word can't. You shouldn't be scared by the word can't either, even if his first name's Emmanuel. But you certainly shouldn't be scared by the word can't. If you're from England, it's the same word. If you're from New York, it's a different word, can't. But so to say Hashem gave Bechira is really a tremendous philosophical difficulty. Like, how did he do it? Because like, it means I can make a decision between Tov and Ra, and that's it. Now, the Chovas HaLova says, Shara Bitochel, later on, that doing the action that you decided to do is also up to Hashem. That's not part of Bechira. The only part that's Bechira is up here, the decision-making process. You made a decision. It's not Bechira. Whether you can do it or not, it's up to Hashem. I decide I'm going to put on tefillin. Granted, I don't decide. Right? That's what's the milieu. I get up in the morning, I don't know, I find myself in shul, holding my tefillin. I'm going like that. I never made a decision to put on tefillin. But that's another area of difficulty that, you know, it's a problem. But let's make believe. I get up every morning and I decide I'm going to go put on tefillin. So that's all that's Bechira, is that decision. My ability to put on tefillin is Hashem. Hashem, I can have a stroke. Who says my muscles have to respond to my command? Right? Chavitolov speaks this out. That the only area of Bechira which is not a Gzeiras Hashem, where you have independence, is only... So, again, that's a further refinement of the idea. Maybe I shouldn't have even said it, it's just confusing. The main point is that everything's a Gzeiras Hashem, according to the Chavis HaLovis, totally, except for Bechira. Even Bechira, he narrows down to the decision-making process up here. It's not like I can do something without it being the Gzeiras Hashem. I can't do anything. Hashem has to allow me, has to be gozer that I can, that I should, that it should work. The only part that's independent is the choice. Now, the tremendous chiddush, I think, you know, just the Balei Kabbalah and Kabbalistic thought, the first problem that Kabbalah deals with is how Hashem made a world. How does anything exist other than Hashem? So they talk about Tzimtzum, that's Sod HaTzimtzum, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvayachol withdrew into himself. Just words to me, I have no idea what it means. He withdrew in order to have something exist other than him, which is like, how could that be? How could that be? We don't know, but it is. And that's Bechira also. I always found strange that the Rambam, like, maybe that is his question. When you question Bechira, like, the only thing the Rambam could find is Yediyah. I think it's much heavier, unless that's what the Rambam means by Yediyah. It's much heavier than Yediyah. It's, how could anything be independent of Hashem? Okay, now, Reuven decides to kill Shimon. Reuven kills Shimon. According to the Chovas HaLevavos, clear, Shimon will not die unless there's a Gzeir in Shemayim that he's supposed to die at that moment. And even if Shimon, Reuven would not have decided to kill Shimon, Shimon would have died of a heart attack at that moment. Clear. The Chovas HaLevavos holds. Now, I'm going to show you like a Lishitoso. The reason that's true, and that's what virtually all Gaonim and Rishonim hold. There is a minority thing that everybody seems to know, because people like to push Hashem out of the picture. He's too intrusive. They like to get rid of him. But unquestionably, the overwhelming majority of Gaonim and Rishonim hold what the Chavis HaLodah says, Reuven cannot kill Shimon unless Shimon is supposed to die at that moment. That's what David HaMelech said about Shimon ben Gera. Hashem Omar Lo Kalel. Shimon ben Gera can't do a thing to me unless there's a gzera from Hashem that should happen. Grada, if you have a lomdash ahead, and there's a lomdash ashir, we only accept lomdonim into the shir. Chavis HaLodah is almost like, it works out beautifully. Because according to the Chavis HaLodah, even the act of murder is not Bechira. In other words, to go say, the only part, according to the Chavis HaLodah, Reuven's Bechira to kill Shimon is out of Hashem's purview. I'll use those words, because that's what it seems. But not Shimon dying. So you could say, if there wasn't a Gzeira that Shimon should die, so Reuven will miss, or a cop. But according to the Chavis HaLodah, it's much simpler. Because since according to the Chavis HaLodah, the only area that's Bechira, Ponui from Hashem, is the decision to kill. The pulling the trigger is also Hashem. Even Mitzad Reuven, forget about Shimon who was murdered. Even Reuven, so according to the Chavis HaLodah, it's much easier to understand. In other words, if you have trouble accepting that Reuven can go ahead and kill people, try to kill people, but Shimon won't die, even though Reuven's a Baal Bechira, unless it was exerted that he should die. So, according to the Chavis HaLodah, the pulling the trigger is also only Hashem allowing it. But Hashem doesn't want to allow it. Hashem is there. You can't pull the trigger unless Hashem allows you to, unless Hashem wants you to. The only part is before the action, the decision. So decisions don't kill people. Guns kill people. People, whatever it is. People don't kill people. Guns kill people, or whatever it is, whichever way it goes. So going to the Chavis HaLodah, you understand the link. It's very good. It's Mamash Oiskaham. Shimon won't die unless it's a din that he should die. Because the part where Reuven's independent, it's not like others say. The Chavis HaLodah is a chiddush. According to the Ramban and others, the freedom of Bechira extends to doing it. I can do what I want. I'm a Baal Bechira. So you have to say, you can do what you want, but Shimon won't die unless it's exerted that he should die at that moment. And he will die at that moment, even if you wouldn't have killed him. And you made a bechira to kill him, and you're responsible for your actions, because Hashem didn't tell you to kill him. It's Ramban, that's what it is. Ramban, Paro, Sodom, that's what everybody says. According to the Chavis HaLodah, it's much more understandable. You don't have to draw an arbitrary brick wall. According to the Chavis HaLodah, even Reuven's action is governed by Hashem. It's only the decision that's not. Okay. So now, what about a person committing suicide? So the Chavis HaLodah says clearly that a person's ability to harm himself is the same as a person's ability to harm someone else. And your ability to commit suicide is the exact same thing as your ability to kill someone else. Which means that you have Bechira, and you make a decision, and you choose. But you will be unsuccessful unless there was a Gzeira in Shemayim that you should die, that you should get hurt. That's a Gzeira in Shemayim. The only part that's not a Gzeira in Shemayim is your decision to do it. That's where Tosis comes into the picture. Tosis is Chayla. By the way, the Chayla HaLodah was 100 years before Rashi. It's not like we're saying the Masil Sisharim holds like this. and Tosfos holds like that. We're talking about Chavetz Chaim preceded Tosfos by a century and a half, two centuries.
Before Rashi holds like the Chavetz Chaim, right?
Maybe that would answer the kasha on Rashi, but that's where the Tosfos comes in. Tosfos says, again, once I allow for the fact that Hashem withdraws from an area, even though it's also to say such a thing, but he withdrew from the area called Bechira, and I happen to think there's a subtle machlokes, Chavetz Chaim and everyone else, where everyone else holds he withdrew and he allowed you to do the act shim, and according to Chavetz Chaim he didn't withdraw from that either. He only withdrew from the decision. So Tosfos holds he also withdrew from your ability to harm yourself. You're not there, you can harm yourself. Even in other words, if you ask me, Tosfos holds Reuven will not be able to kill Shimon unless there's a gzeira that Shimon should die. But Reuven can kill Reuven. Reuven can kill Reuven even without a gzeira that Reuven should die. That's what Tosfos holds. That Hashem said, well, what's the reasoning? What's the rationale? Because it's yourself. You want to harm yourself? Be my guest, says Hashem. You want to harm yourself? Go be my guest. You want to harm someone else? You're not my guest. Even though you're a Baal Bechira, so you're my guest to do it. And you'll get punished for doing it, but you're not going to die. But yourself, it even expands. It expands the area where Hashem is uninvolved. And you have for some reason, you have the ability to harm yourself.
How does that work with how it harms everyone else? Someone kills himself and now he leaves a widow with orphans.
And a chanami. It won't happen unless they in some way deserve that tsar. And a chanami. The ripple effect, I said, is back in the picture. But your ability to harm yourself is there. So that's what Tosfos holds. Chavetz Chaim holds no. He says clearly in Perek Dalid of Shar V'Tochen that you're killing yourself. It has the exact same dynamic as you're killing someone else. Okay. Cool clarity.
We have to answer the
kashas
of
Tosfos. Didn't we?
Right.
We didn't answer
Tosfos. Tosfos has kashas.
No, the Chavetz Chaim would just say it just means it's an Avera. That's all. It just means it's an Avera. In other words, someone tell me, the Chavetz Chaim, isn't it funny that 98% of people that jump out of windows die? It's pretty funny, isn't it? Someone will say to me, no, I kind of forgot about this part. Someone will say, do you expect me to believe in my Malinowitz? That 98% of the people that jump out of windows are supposed to die at the moment they hit the sidewalk.
Why 98%?
Because two taka fail. Two taka live. 2% taka live. So first of all, like I told you about the World Trade Center, I do expect you to believe it, because by the World Trade Center, I say they would have had other lives. There would have been a Schwarzer in the Sudan. At that moment, they would have died. Certainly 3,000 people die every day in the world. But here I have a different answer. And this is what I first thought was Pshat and Tosfos. In other words, even the Chavetz Chaim is modeh that a person has Bechira and he can do an Avera, right? Now, for an Avera, you get punished. You can get punished in Olam Haba, you can get punished in Olam Hazeh. If you're lucky, you get punished in Olam Hazeh. Now, I'm going to make a joke now. Please forgive me. Hashem, forgive me. But Hashem's like everyone else. He wants to take it easy. Hashem doesn't like to work hard. What's the easiest onesh to give someone? The easiest onesh to give someone is to allow him to suffer the consequences of his own actions. Right? You don't have to do anything. You just say, okay, my friend. Now, certainly in the teva that Hashem made, when a person jumps out a window, in the Teva, forgetting about if there was a Gzeira or not, in Teva of the world, she made a law of gravity, right? The person jumps out of the window, kerplop, right? He's going to hit the ground with a force of whatever it is, velocity times speed times mass, right? Police are going to make an outline on the sidewalk, right? He's going to become scrambled eggs, right? And he would die. So the easiest thing, according to the Chaim Salvavus, it's clear to me. That's the own. That's what I said in Tyson, that's what I thought. But according to Chaim Salvavus, it's true. Sure, of course, most of the times, that's the onesh for what you did wrong. Hashem allows you to suffer the consequences of your actions. That's all. So if it seems weird that people that Bishlam, according to Tosis, you say, yeah, Hashem gave me the ability to harm myself. But according to the Chaim Salvavus, isn't it strange that most people that cross a busy highway try to run across the 12 lanes of the New Jersey Turnpike with their eyes closed? Isn't it strange that poop they die?
It's a real-time updated gazera. Okay.
Yeah, it's an onesh for what you did, but it's the easiest onesh. Person doesn't take care of himself. Person doesn't eat properly. Doesn't go to work. In other words, it's not such a different world according to the Chaim Salvavus, because the dynamic is different. That grada makes all the difference in the world from your perspective, how you think about Hashem. But the dynamic is just really the dynamic's different. According to Chaim Salvavus, it's true. Most of the time you don't take care, most of the time you harm yourself, you're gonna get hurt. According to Tosfos though, you have achieved independent status. You can join the United Nations, right? You're an independent.
So why did Tosfos reject the vote?
That takes us into the realm of total speculation. I don't know. I don't like speculating. It's total speculation. I think Tosfos, I don't know. So how would the Chaim, so. I don't see it, but according to the Chaim Salvavus, it's true most of the time. And it's not such a, it's not so ludicrous, it's not so strange. Because again, like the easiest thing for Hashem to do, and this is, see, but according to the Chaim Salvavus, I think it explains a lot of life. See, people have problems with their neighbors. People have problems, like, most of the time, not all of the time, sometimes they're suffering from someone that decided to murder them. But a lot of times, I don't know, most of the time, a lot of times you're really just suffering the consequences of your own actions. The way you act, the way you react, the interplay between the two people.
What's
okay.
The point of calling it easiest thing?
You're saying
it's a joke, obviously.
What I'm saying is that's why it happens most of the time. Because the Chaim Salvavus really says in the beginning of Shara Bitocha, he says if you want to put your faith and your trust in your money, or in your uncle, or in your friend, Hashem says, go right ahead, man, and you'll see what happens. That's like the easiest thing to do. It's the most stark. It'll punch the purpose. If you want to shut, it's the dynamic of the world. If you want to shut Hashem out of your life, you want to do evil, so the greatest punishment is for Hashem to tackle withdraw from your life and let the law of gravity take over. Plop.
Maybe Tosfos doesn't call it. Not like with the Tosfos.
What?
Maybe he's not like with the Tosfos.
The Lashon B'yado L'Homis Esatzmo,
yeah, so
to
but,
me is not like the Chaim Salvavus.
But he already said it's because of Shia. He said it, Tosfos said it's because
so
of
what? Shia. Shia is like suicide, that's all. It's just the most sophisticated suicide. Not putting on a sweater and catching cold. It's just like, you know, a lower form of suicide.
But Tosfos says it's working with Tom Shia.
Yeah, because Tyson holds you can do it. No!
It's because we talk to
you. You can't harm yourself. Yeah! I, I understand the Chayyim Lovos. There's a clear theological machlokas. The reason that most people who jump out of windows get their heads smashed in on the sidewalk, according to Tosis, is because you have the ability to create that situation without there being a gzar din. And according to the Chayyim Lovos, if you wouldn't have jumped out the window, your head would have gotten smashed at that moment anyway. But it happened this way because it's an Aveira and an Onish.
From his Raya, he can only say, Hasamin Apshi Yahu Shimar Atzmo. That's the only thing he has a Raya for. He only brought a Raya for that.
So
that's as far as we can, that's as far as we can say that he's really holding. How much can we push into the Tosfos? He brought a Raya. He made a statement. Now we're going to give a statement more weight than the right.
Tosis talks that the person is controlling his own destiny. Right? Clear.
Says he could be Shomer from Shia.
Yeah. But God, Shia, so what? They keep saying that. But he controls his own destiny.
Insofar as he could be Shomer from Shia.
Fine.
That's all. Not farther than that.
Nobody said farther than that. Chayyim Lovos says even there you don't control your own destiny.
You can be shomer from Shia.
No, you can't. It's
according
not.
To Chovos Lavos?
Not if there's a Shia. It depends if there's a Xer, it's going to happen or not. You're not the master.
If you're going to be Poshea.
No, please listen to the words. According to Chovos Lavos, you're not the master of your own destiny. Is it Xer or there's no Xer? So, why Hashem makes the Xer, when Hashem makes the Xer, it's not no Gaya. The Nekudas HaMachlokes that according to the Chovos HaLovos you are not the master of your destiny. Not even things that would ostensibly be Shia or Lishmar Asatzmo. According to the Chovos HaLovos, you go into a smallpox ward in the hospital and you tell people to cough on you. You're not going to get sick unless it's Xer and Shemayim that you're going to get sick.
Which there very well could be because you were Poshea.
Maybe! But that it's a Gzeira Shamayim. You're missing the point, it sounds like to me. But it's only going to happen if there's a Gzeira Shamayim. And we said it's Mistavra that if you do an Aveira of being careless, Hashem will immediately produce that Gzeira to let you suffer the consequences of your actions. But that's already, that's like after the fact. Still a gzeira. According to Tosis, you can say the sentence, you will get smallpox without the gzeira and shemayim that you're going to get it. You are, just like you have bechira, you have the ability, the hummus asatzmo and lishmar asatzmo. So you control your own health, you control that.